Luis Navarro from Don Julio is on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline, my friend. I guarantee you can get some Don Julio down at Stickies. Luis, what do you say?
How's it going? I'm Luis Navarro. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having us on the radio today.
Are you in town this weekend or not?
I am not. We will have some representatives there, but I am one of the brand ambassadors that work with Tequila Don Julio on education and working to educate people about the fine spirit that Don Julio tequila is and tequila as a category really is as well.
What is special about Don Julio? What sets it apart?
Well, Tequila Don Julio actually was founded in 1942 by our founder, Don Julio Gonzalez. And at an early age, he was on a mission to create the best quality, best tasting tequila. So he grew up in a family where there were agave producers, but he wanted to create a better tequila and change the perception of what people think. It's not all about just taking shots. It's really about sitting down and enjoying a fine and nice tequila. So that's what he was on a mission, and he created the brand Don Julio Tequila, which is a Highland tequila.
Highland tequila?
Yeah.
That's good, because I refuse to drink lowland tequila. I find that to be second rate. What? How many different varieties of tequila do you all create for our tasting pleasure?
Well, in the tequila category, there's about five different categories. We create a Blanco, which is unaged tequila, which is a very bright, citrusy, peppery tequila. Mm-hmm. And then you have reposados, which have been rested in oak barrels. And
so
we age our tequila in white American oak barrels.
Mm-hmm.
They have been used for bourbon. And that one's a little more spicy, a little more oaky. You get some cinnamon notes. We also have an añejo, which has been aged for 18 months. And then we have two other añejos. The clear añejo, and then also tequila 1942, which is an amazing luxury añejo as well. And then we have an extra añejo as well. They're all great, though.
Did you say 1942?
Yes, 1942 is an añejo. Have you had it before?
No, I haven't, but I want some.
You should. It's an añejo that's been specially crafted and really carefully created by Don Julio Gonzalez and our master distiller, Enrique de Cosa. And it's just a fine, it's what he calls the ultimate luxury tequila. It's amazing for sipping and also for just enjoying with friends.
Joined by Luis Navarro, talking about Don Julio Tequila, which is the sponsor of our...
I like how you pronounce that.
Buzzeritaville tomorrow.
Can you imagine after a couple of Don Julios, how you're going to be talking?
Oh, I'm going to be unbelievable. I'll be speaking all sorts of languages and all sorts of tongues.
Responsible drinking is
okay.
What Don Julio
Christy's driving tomorrow. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, the thing is, too, you know, and I think I probably speak for a lot of people in this regard, is that... Many of us came up on that cheap, trashy tequila that you get it on spring break trips. But if you get into, and I will never forget the first time I tasted a much better made and especially an aged tequila, it definitely changed my opinion of it because I used to be, oh, no, God, no, not tequila, anything but tequila. I'll drink anything but tequila. Mm. Once you drink a good tequila, then you start to appreciate and understand that they are certainly not all created equal, and the different, as we were talking about, the different varietals or strains or whatever you want to call it, tequila, certainly not the same. And I'd strongly encourage those who are anti-tequila to at least try a Reposado or an Añejo. It will change your feelings. And I'm excited about checking out the 1942 since you're talking it up so much.
Yeah, it's great. I highly recommend it. I like what you said about that. It's really changing the perception about, you know, how people drank tequila in the old days. You know, now there's a lot more luxury tequilas, and Don Julio was really on a pursuit to create the perfect tequila. And I think, you know, once you taste it, you can really taste the quality. We create an 100% agave tequila, so it's all made from the agave sugars. So it's really
high
quality.
Isn't it the lowest I heard that the agave tequila is the lowest calorie drink that you can get.
I've heard the same thing.
I think rum is the lowest calorie liquor.
No, so much sugar.
No sugar.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
No, you're wrong. It's the agave.
I'm positive. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares about that? This is delicious stuff, my friend.
No, it is. I'm telling you.
No, okay. I'll bet you a dollar.
Okay,
I mean, but the point is this. If you haven't tried it, you need to because it will change your opinion. My family, they have like four food groups. There's like pasta and wine and salad and scotch. And so The first time anybody ever let me try this, like an añejo, I was like, well, that kind of that's kind of like scotch. But again, when you age it in barrels, I mean, that's what happens. So that's how that thing goes. But anyway, well, I look forward to checking it out. We appreciate the sponsorship. We're going to spread the word about Don Julio from the highlands to the lowlands and everywhere in between.
Thank you so much.
My friend.
Thank you for having me on the radio.
Luis, you got to come in town sometime, my friend. You have not lived until you've spent time in Arkansas serving a delicious tequila to all the wonderful Arkansans.
Tequila's tied with vodka for the lowest calorie.
Agave,
it is. It's true. And I would love to be there today or this weekend, but unfortunately I won't be able to. But please enjoy some of the margaritas and always remember to drink responsibly.
That's right.
Well, you will be here in spirit, my friend.
Spirits. I will.
You'll be here in spirits.
Spirits.
My friend, exactly.
Responsible spirits.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, Luis. Thank you very much.
You know what I just thought?